First Perek of Arla Mishnah Hay. We're discussing situations of how to count what year this tree is in. So we saw various cases that a tree could have been around for a few years and it's still considered the first year because it was uprooted and replanted. Here we have a case of Ilan Sheneku Vog Vrecha. Avracha means, it's especially used by grapevines, that they take a branch and it's taken to the ground and start taking root. So as long as the part that is taking root is connected to the older tree, even the rooting that sprouts out of the new root is considered part of the older tree. So if the older tree, let's say, is 5 years old, then everything that's coming out from this new vine that took root is also considered a 5-year-old vine, and you know, added the fruit. But here what happened was, even with Neka, the main tree, the old vine was uprooted, and only the new part that was stuck into the ground and started taking root is still intact. Now the old one is living off the big one, off the newer part that he put into the ground. Then the old tree is now has the status of the younger tree. So let's say the younger tree is 1 year old. Now everything comes up there for another 2 years, even if he's going to replant the old tree, because the old tree basically lost its kesher, its connection to the ground from its own roots, and it's only connected as part of the second part that he stuck into the ground. Vrichos shana achar shana v'nipsaka. It was mavrichid 1 year after the next, in which he took a branch and stuck into the ground, and it grew up, and then from there he took another one. Moed mishos shenipsaka. From the time it was chopped off, that's when he starts counting from the time that they were detached from the first tree, that's considered that they're being replanted, and you count the years of Arla from that period of time. Now, still now they're considered part of an old tree, and from that point that they were cut off from the old tree, they're considered like a new planting of these as an independent tree or an independent vine, and therefore you have to start counting their 3 year 3 years of Arla from that point of time that they were cut off from the main tree. If he took a branch from a grapevine and he stuck it into the ground, this is also sipik as a type of habracha. The sipik agavi sipik, and then he took a branch, he stuck it in the ground, that took root and some new things grew out of that, and those new ones that grew out of that eventually took him and stuck him into the ground. Even though he buried a part of it under the ground, so the whole branch is buried under the ground, it looks like a completely new thing, a new vine, still it's mutter as long as underground they are all connected. This is all part of the general rule that as long as they're connected, you can have 10 different vines and externally they look like 10 independent vines because they're all connected underground. Even so, halachically it's considered one vine because they're all connected. The second you cut off any one of them from the main one, that's considered as a replanting that one as an independent entity, and you have to start its count of all this from that point of time. Rabbi Meir says even if they are connected, if it looks that it's getting a lot of energy from the original vine, then it's considered part of the original vine. Also, if it's not getting so much energy from the first vine, then he holds that even though they're connected, it's considered independent vine. It's interesting. Simon says that if the leaves of the new vines coming out are turning away from the old vine, that's a sign that it's getting its energy from the old vine, because there's a rule that a person is embarrassed to look at the person who's giving him something. That's only between two people. See, us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're in good terms, we get everything from Hashem, and we're happy. We smile at him, he smiles back at us. Yeah. Anyway, we do not pass in like Rabbi Meir, we pass in that as long as they are connected, everything that is growing out of the new vines has the status of the old vine, and the old vine is more than 3 years old, then one can eat the fruit of the other vines also. Yeah. If you have a branch that was connected and you cut it off and has fruit on it, so once again, that tree has now been transformed from being, let's say, a 5-year-old tree to being a newly planted tree. So what's our problem? Our problem is that the fruit that grew before you cut it off is mutter because it grew in a 5-year-old tree. The fruit that will grow from now on it's going to be considered all the food. So what happens if you have food already on and now you leave it in the ground and it continues growing? So the food and now everything they're going to grow now is all of. So it says in Hayseif Masayim Oser, if 1/200th of its initial size was added to it, then it's Oser, because the halacha is that all is Batel only if you have 200 times Heter over the Iser. So if you had a fruit that is once a certain size and a teeny drop grew onto that more, it would be Batel. But if more than 1/200th of it grew more after it became into an olive tree, without all the fruit that are on that tree or on that vine.